Welcome back, my friends. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show. We're bringing you guys today the latest world news and health research and some local updates that I think you guys are going to find very interesting because they're very common around the rest of the country as well. Stay tuned for that in a few minutes because I'm coming with all the receipts. I got an email yesterday. I'll cover it in a minute. You guys will enjoy this. Anyways, product of the week, cinnamon extract on sale. That is an amazing product for burning body fat.
Well, the guy's goal was probably for you to talk about his email on the show today.
He succeeded. I love covering bootlickers and what they say to basically support their theory that they need to be little slaves to the totalitarian regime in the United States, blacks, you know, deep state.
Don't mention any names.
I'm in a mood today. We'll see what happens. You guys stay tuned on that one. But cinnamon extract on sale, last day product of the week. You guys vote. It wins. You guys know on here, you've covered it enough. Vote for next week. Fit Food Protein, B-Complex, both prostate formulas I put on here, too, to vote.
Oh, the two new ones. Oh,
but no, the problem is nobody really knew much. They didn't know we had them back in stock yet.
They know where they are now.
I got them in last week. I left for a couple days after my birthday to go up the mountains and train. Now I'm back. Now we're back in business, my friends.
Oh, by the way, we're redoing the studio in here right now, so we're getting a little bit of reverb on the mics. So forgive us for that. We're going to have sound deadening boards put in pretty quick. So just,
we're updating the studio again, make everything better, sound better, higher quality.
And now, if you guys, since you're part of the team here, if you guys want to donate for sound deadening boards, we'll be happy to take the
Or at the very least, you know, buy a bottle of multiple.
Or, you know, at least get some toothpaste. The thing I've learned about.
I
remember I had an old pastor friend of mine one time. He said to me, he goes, givers never kick and kickers never give.
Yeah.
Here's what he said. Givers never kick and kickers never give. And when we get people that are writing us nasty emails, almost invariably when we check, they've never purchased even a tube of toothpaste. Now, here's the problem. If they don't support us and they don't support the show and they don't even buy toothpaste or anything, why in the world are we going to listen to anything they have to say as far as their opinion versus our opinion? I'm just saying. Now, in the event that they have something they want to correct on the show that I made a mistake on, which I've done before, but invariably those people are the ones that listen to the show all the time. They buy products from us. Like the guy who told us, hey, look, you were wrong about the metal nose cones on airplanes. The next day I came in, I corrected it.
And they're fiberglass, right?
They're fiberglass, or some kind of composite.
I figured it'd be aluminum, too, though. But, oh, that's right. I didn't think about that. Because aluminum will block a lot of the reception on it.
Here's an article. This is interesting. I'm going to stop for a second. I'm going to just, you know, back in the 60s, they had a thing called an advertising for Camel. It was called Joe Camel.
Yeah.
It was a camel that liked to smoke cigarettes. And it was specifically targeting children. That's what they did. And there was somebody in the government, I don't know who it was, they banned those types of commercials. They said they were targeting children to smoke cigarettes. And you thought, well, they can't do that. Well, they did that. See, back then, we never really thought about the marketing stuff that Bernays had put together. Nope. Cousin of Sigmund Freud, Kabbalist, Luciferian, Synagogue of Satan, lowlife. We didn't think about him and what he was doing and how he was making us feel as though that he was going to make us a better person if we smoked cigarettes. And you think, well, they didn't do that. Yeah, they did. And that's why so many people, when I was a kid, smoked cigarettes, even in high school, because their parents smoked cigarettes, because their grandparents smoked cigarettes. Heck, in the GI ration packs for the war, they used to send a pack of cigarettes to the GIs.
Yeah.
Just to get them hooked. You think, they wouldn't do that. Yeah, they did. And as all of this stuff, we realize as we look back on it, was all marketing ploys to get people addicted to a very strong nicotine substance, which now we have people out there promoting nicotine patches and nicotine gum and nicotine pouches. For health. I mean, it's insanity. It's an unbelievably addictive substance that causes cardiovascular restriction on the arterioles.
And the problem is a lot of the, and I've gone into whole detail in the shows, a lot of the research they try to do, they use certain milligram dosages of nicotine in these studies to see if basically increases certain types of reflexes and performance. And invariably, if anybody's used nicotine before, you know, I used smokeless tobacco
stimulant
in college. I did. I dipped for almost 10 years. I finally had a lot of issues with my teeth, realized it was a horrible, just horrible choice to keep doing. And I asked myself, what am I doing? What's it doing to me? And is that okay? And quite frankly, using Copenhagen every single day has no health benefits. Contraire, it's all the opposite. And the thing is, what they did with these pouches in the one study is they use a small amount of nicotine in healthy individuals and then tested a lot of reflex mobility. It increases adrenaline. It increases dopamine, serotonin.
It does.
It makes you feel good. That's why people get hooked on it. The problem with it is it also increases cortisol. It also increases cardiovascular restriction or vasoconstriction in the body. And the problem is as well, they never tested in conjunction with other stimulants or higher doses of nicotine. They didn't check with coffee, with pre-workouts, with other stims that people take, like energy drinks on a regular basis. And so when you start combining those with nicotine on top of it, there is absolutely no way you can justify using it for a health purpose, especially what it does for vasoconstriction of the arteries.
Well, and then what they did, they said the people who smoked cigarettes had a lower incidence of COVID.
Correct.
So they're using that as an excuse to basically push that drug. We don't have COVID anymore, guys, just in case you didn't notice. It's, again, pushing the nicotine pouches, which cost the individual that's selling them probably $2 a piece, and they're selling them for $29.99.
Oh, yeah.
So you got all that stuff going on, too. So you got to be really careful in who you listen to, because a lot of these people come up with all kinds of crazy theories that they really can't justify, and they haven't really had that much expense, how much experience as far as in this field for a really long period of time, and they just make claims that aren't substantiated.
It's a social media trend. That's how it's blown up again.
But here's the article. Are cigarettes cool again? A cultural investigation. And it talks about what they've done and social media people have done. And she goes, this girl remembers everything about her first cigarette. Picture fall 2023. She was a friend and they were dining outdoors, warm air, beautiful night. There was a sense of, we survived this really terrifying pandemic. We all thought we were going to die, says this person. Her friend offered her a cigarette and she said, why not? Let's do it. Okay, so now she's 30 and she's never touched a cigarette in her life. Now she occasionally does this. Now she's smoking on a regular basis. And now she realizes that she's addicted to it. And so what they're doing is they're making everybody think it's okay to smoke, it's okay to use nicotine, and it's not. A study that was done years ago with using a thermograph, which is something they used for breast thermography, they had a person put their hand in a thermograph, and the hand was completely red with oxygenated blood. One hand. Done. Perfect. They took one inhalation off a cigarette, waited about 30 to 60 seconds, put their hand back in the thermograph, turned completely blue from red vasoconstriction. The amount of oxygen was dropped off. Now, we all know that cancer can't live in the presence of oxygen. So if you massively decrease the amount of oxygen in the blood, you're going to massively increase the risk of cancer, period. It's just how it works. And so we have to understand that if we're going to do this kind of stuff, we have choices and we have consequences. Remember that. And the consequences are predetermined, like we talked about a few weeks ago on the show. So the whole thing is, again, are cigarettes cool again? Absolutely not. They're unbelievably bad. They're unbelievably addictive. Ask anybody who's got emphysema. Ask anybody who has lung cancer who smoked. Ask anybody that has pulmonary problems with their heart. Ask any of those persons, the people who have that, would you smoke it? Would you do it over again?
Yeah.
You know, and the vast majority of them would say no.
Now, I talked to a buddy of mine over the weekend while I was in North Carolina. And here's the other aspect of it.
I think he smokes.
He is dip. Grizzly straight. And, you know, he threw a lip in the other day, and I looked at it, and I said, you know, I said,
I think he quit smoking, though.
He quit smoking. He just dips.
He had already had heart problems.
Right. But the dip is, in my opinion, it's healthier than smoking because it doesn't wreck the lungs as bad.
It wrecks the mouth and teeth.
But it wrecks the jaw's teeth. He goes, I'm 72. He goes, if it kills me, it kills me. And I said, well, whatever. Here's the thing is, I'm not going to tell you, do this, don't do this, can't do this. You got to make your own choices. The biggest problem that I have now is that we're watching this whole next generation again get hooked on nicotine from a young age, just what they did with Camel cigarettes. Now we're doing it with the vapes primarily, because that's the really cool trendy thing to do is you get this big long pink flute and you suck on it all day and you blow smoke out of it. As a grown man, it just makes you look really, really, really cool.
Macho. But you think about it.
Oh, yeah. That's cool, man. Now just keep that up.
No, remember what they – give me this camera, Rich. Remember what they did back in the 60s, 70s? They had the guy called the Marlboro Man. This super macho looking guy.
Cowboy.
He ended up dying of lung cancer. But the crazy part about it is that they had this macho guy like John Wayne riding around smoking. You know, John Wayne said he wished he'd never smoked. He ended up with cancer. All of these people are these macho guys who are smoking. And they look all cool. You know, there was Lee Marvin. You know, he was an actual Marine, served in World War II. I mean, the guy was tougher than nails. I mean, he really was a fighter. He liked to scrap. And the crazy part about it is he smoked and drank and died at 63. He's a tough guy image, but he ended up smoking and drinking and dying at 63. The reality is they don't have the Marlboro Man anymore and John Wayne anymore as the person who basically people want to emulate. They've got the transgenders and they're playing Achilles.
There you go, drinking Bud Light.
Drinking Bud Light, yeah. All right? And so what they do, they want the people to be sucking on a pink flute because that's what these other dudes are going to do because they're not really dudes anymore. They're kind of transgenders and kind of weirdos.
Well, you know.
So remember the marketing, Austin.
They've changed.
They've shifted the marketing now to all the little boys that are meow boys. Oh, look at this little meow boy. He likes to suck on a pink flute. And so now they think, well, you go, well, I'll go suck on a pink flute. Well, don't you realize how gay that makes you look? I'm just saying that to you.
Well, you know, kids, gone are the days, you know, film Predator comes out. Jesse Ventura running around with the M134 minigun. I mean, it doesn't get much cooler than that. Even that's the most unrealistic thing in the bush to try to hump through the woods, the minigun.
Wait.
With, you know, 5,000 rounds of ammo. But it was cool for the film. He's always got this big old wad of plug chaw in a whole movie.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, this is cool.
What do you call him? It says a bunch of pencil neck. What? No, it wasn't.
Oh,
slack jawed
faggots.
That's what he said. Well, because they offered him a big old thing. While they're in the helicopter, they didn't want to get airsick. And he goes, bunch of slack jawed faggots. And I'm like, now, he said, I'm quoting the movie, don't send me letters on this. Or if you want to send me letters, okay, I can. If it's a positive letter, I'll laugh with you. If you don't like it, I'll just block and delete you.
It's not a kid movie.
But you got somebody chewed you out for running a red light.
Oh, he didn't chew me out. He attempted to try to sound cool while being a bootlicker. So I just deleted the email. Wasn't a customer at all. So I'll dig into it. Give me 3 minutes on this. I'm explaining to you what's going on with not only the Flock cameras, but also what's going on with all the ALPR readers, as far as the license plate readers, and what's going on with the red light cameras. We're watching the country. I've said this already. This is what one of the big reasons why all these AI systems, big areas of the AI data centers are going into place.
We're trying to warn you why we tell you no AI data centers.
That's why I constantly say fight the county commissioners when they want to put them in. Fight the red light cameras. Don't comply with them. Take them to court. Always take them to court. You pretty much invariably almost always win with these because they're unconstitutional. And so somebody sent me an email last night. I told you guys about a red light ticket over in Lakeland. I was a little bit over the white line when I was going through the intersection. I'll show you guys the photo in a second. I'm coming with all the receipts, so you guys get ready for this. And he goes, well, Austin, how about you just stop running red lights? Stop complaining about it. First off, A, I didn't run the red light.
This is not about running the red light.
I'm going to rebuttal this.
Listen, Austin.
I don't run red lights. I actually try not to ever run red lights. I had a good friend of mine get hit on his motorcycle. We used to ride all the time at a red light because an idiot ran it and hit him. Almost killed him. He ended up walking away from it, though. Took his whole front end out on his 1,000 RR. So I'm very funny about red lights. Secondly, I didn't run the red light. I was in front past the white line when I was going through the intersection when the light turned red. The problem with it is now what they're doing is, and this already happened in Miami, why the lawsuits got a lot of these lights pulled down. The city of Lakeland or the city of Miami, whichever city you want to choose on this, they're subbing these out, right? So they're tying in cameras into the red light system, and this whole structure has to work essentially flawlessly within milliseconds in order to work properly. Well, what a lot of these contractors figured out, and this happened in Miami, is they were slowly slowing the yellow light timing between green to red. Depending on the speed limit in a certain area, there's supposed to be X amount of seconds that a light turns yellow before it turns red. Well, the entire system is integrated. It's all adaptive and integrative. And the companies were starting to slow down the length of time on the yellow light. So instead of it being, you know, 2 seconds long, it'd be 1.75 seconds long. Well, most people know in their area how long the light's going to be yellow based on the car in front of you, based on the time of braking you need to do, and you have enough time to be able to stop safely or get through the intersection without running a red light. Okay. Well, these companies don't like that. Their primary objective is to generate as much revenue as physically possible by stealing it from the population. That's why they say, oh, there's no ticket. There's no points. There's no traffic court. Just pay the $158 fine. Well, in the city of Lakeland, I'll show you guys this. So I want to do a little deep dig. You guys like it when I do deep digs. I'm going to give you all the receipts on this, and you determine whether or not you think this is legitimate for a city to do to its citizens. You go in here. This is Lakeland, Lake City, Lakeland. Red light camera facts. I'm doing this on purpose for you guys so you know when I do research, I'm going to dig all the way down into it. You can replicate it. I do that on purpose. So he goes down here. What company? This is on Lakeland.gov. This is the Lakeland PD's website, lakelandgov.net. You can look it up. City of Lakeland is contracted with Vera Mobility to provide the automated red light enforcement program. Vera Mobility installs and maintains all equipment related to the program, processes violations captured by the equipment. More information about Vera Mobility is available. Cool. I'll click it. Vera Mobility, parking made better. Their entire solutions, toll management, violation processing, title and registration, connected vehicle services, school bus stops, red light safety, speed enforcement. The entire purpose of this company is to generate enormous amounts of revenue. You go, Austin, this is just one company that handles this in the United States. How much revenue do they generate? They're projected to generate $1.02 billion this year. This one company. There's multiple other ones out there that do the exact same thing, right? So $1 billion a year they're taking out of the general population, just sucking it out. Without, remember, there's no law enforcement giving a ticket on this. They're not. There's no officer watching this. These are all AI-controlled automated cameras that can control and change anything they want. I had a person, I asked the person about this for his law enforcement. I'm not going to give his name out a while back ago. And he said 100% the city of Lakeland Police Department has no ability to control and change these things. It is completely automated by Vera Mobility. They control everything. And I'll repeat it so you guys can read it for you guys in the back. Didn't see it. The city of Lakeland's contracted with Vera Mobility to provide the automated red light enforcement program. They install and maintain all equipment related to the program and process all violations captured by the equipment. They control everything, meaning the final violation that they allow Lakeland PD to have that gives them the record is completely controlled, manipulated, and essentially can be altered, in my opinion, by Vera Mobility. And Lakeland PD doesn't even know it. So I'm not going to dox myself on here. This is the violation, right? City of Lakeland. Intersection Safety Program is where you can mail your payment to. P.O. Box 22091, Tempe, Arizona. Tempe, Arizona? Well, that's not very close to Lakeland, is it? Actually, that's not even in the state of Florida.
Close to 2,000 miles away.
Right. So you find out it's Vera Mobility. Vera Mobility generates $1 billion a year. Lakeland generated $3.5 million. Last year, just in city of Lakeland alone, 27,644 violations issued by the city.
How many?
27,000. Now, you do understand, guys.
There's only 60,000 people in Lakeland.
Correct. I think it's up to 75 now. That means you're talking as a violation for almost every third person in the city of Lakeland every year. That's insane, guys. That's like a one out of three violation per person. But in that total population in Lakeland, it's everybody, man, woman, child, infant, so forth. You're talking there's only X amount of drivers. If you look at drivers, you're probably looking at a 1-to-2 ratio. And it was funny. Here's the part that's really strange, right? Here's what really is just the part that doesn't make any sense to me on it. That basically, the $3.5 million they generated, the city's general fund got $906 million. The state of Florida got $1.5 million. The state of Florida is cutting almost 40% cream off the top. State of Florida does this with every single company that is contracted in the state of Florida. They get 40%. So why do you think Florida is a glut of cash right now and they're trying to tax everybody? Florida's turning into a doggone surveillance police state. This is a new money-making revenue generator for Florida to completely and totally, I mean, sweep an enormous amount of cash. The state of Florida got $1.5 million just off Lakeland's red light cameras last year alone. That's one city and one county in the state of Florida. Now, get to the fun part on here. You guys can see this. This is me. This is me. This is me in my truck. As you can see, my entire truck is almost over the white line. Let me take a photo. It's my entire truck. Right? Now, I found this interesting. They said on here in the parameters that the light was red. And I'm quoting this. You can't see it. It's so small. For 0.2 seconds when my tires crossed over the white line. That's less than a quarter of a second.
Now you didn't run the light. You stopped.
No, I went through the light.
Oh, you went through
the light was not red when I went through it. They're saying that this right here is basically me in the middle of the intersection when the light turned red. Well, if your front tires are over the white line, you didn't run the red light when it turns red. But they're saying that I did. Now, here's the part that's funny, right? So they said that I was running the red light and it was red for 0.2 seconds. But my speed, by the way, these have speed clock cameras on them. Now they told me, it shows right here, 39 miles an hour. Speed limit was 40. I was going under the speed limit when I went through the intersection. Meaning I wasn't even in a hurry trying to run it. I was through a well-timed light and I was in the middle of the intersection when it turned red. Ah, but Vera Mobility says otherwise. So again, attorneys are going to handle this. Ticket clinic usually does pretty good on it. Now, here is the beautiful icing on the cake that I wanted to get to. This is the part you guys are going to love. Vera Mobility. Haven't done a lot of research on it until last night. It's a publicly traded company. Shares are $4.52 per share right now. And, you know, who could possibly be the number one shareholder of Vera Mobility? Give me camera four. Oh, How could this be, Father? How could this be? BlackRock, the number one shareholder of Verra Mobility at 16% shares at $109 million valuation in shares. Oh, of course, Price T. Rowe Associates. I'm sure that's a little hat company I haven't heard of yet. And then, of course, who do we have? Vanguard. Oh, who do we have right after that? State Street. Now, here's the one that really throws me. The number five on here, number six on here, is Bank of Montreal, Canada. Bank of Montreal, Canada. The number six shareholder of a company that issues red light tickets, the state of Florida. What the heck is Bank of Montreal, Canada doing involved as a massive shareholder in a company that writes red light tickets in Canada?
Well, they're making money on it, bud.
My point, this entire company is about generating massive revenue from law-abiding citizens who, in most cases, don't even run red lights, including myself, which I did not run. When I saw that I was clocked doing 39 in a 40 in the middle of the intersection on the photo here, how many people? It says that over the 27,000, listen to this, the 27,000 red light tickets that were issued in Lakeland, only 600 were contested. 600 were contested. Do you understand the percentage of that? How low that is? Meaning the vast majority of people either threw it away, waiting to get their license suspended, which they will do, by the way, eventually on this. After it goes, I think after 6 months, they issue a warrant for you or they issue your license suspension on these. Or they just pay them. Guys, there's a reason why you never give up freedom for safety or protection. This is all being done in the guise of safety. It's to protect you from going through intersections. So we're going to give you guys 27,000 citations per year in just the city of Lakeland. And we're going to generate around $3.5 million that we split with the state. And then, of course, Verra Mobility gets an undisclosed amount of that. I can't even find the real numbers on anything Verra Mobility generates on it. The company does $1 billion a year. Clearly, it's doing okay. So when I say push back, when I say don't comply, I say that sincerely and with all aspect of I follow what I say, because this kind of crap isn't going to stop. You go to the city of Lakeland here, final one, you guys will go to the next article. Lakeland soon will have twice as many traffic enforcement cameras. The article came out last year. They're going to put up another 8 more cameras, another 14 school zone speeding detection cameras, 8 more red lights, and 8 more ALRPs, automated license plate readers. Track you, fine you, arrest you if you don't pay it. Tell me what kind of free state that is, guys.
Well, what it does, it makes you walk in fear.
That's exactly what it does.
I'm terrified I'm going to run a light. So you creep up to the red light, you look, and they've shown that these things cause more accidents.
Here's the thing I want to address this. They say, oh, well, it's decreased intersection accidents is in this area since red light cameras come up. Here's the part they don't tell you. Intersection accident is contributed to somebody having an accident inside the perimeter of the intersection. They do not add or calculate rear end collisions before you get to the white line.
People slamming on brakes.
The rear end collisions have gone up through the roof almost exponentially in every single city. This is what they proved in Miami. Everybody starts rear-ending each other because you're coming up to the white line at 40 miles an hour. All of a sudden, the light turns yellow. Blah! Slams on your brakes. Boom, 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 boom. Everybody falls in behind you like, dude, why'd you hit your brakes? It just hit yellow. It was like 3, 4, 5 seconds to get to the intersection. This happens all the time down here, but it's not calculated as an accident for an intersection because it's before the white line. That's how they contribute to it.
Just yesterday, I was driving over to Lakeland, and I was so frustrated because this person, the light is completely green. The closer we got light, the slower they went.
Yes, they start hitting their brakes going into the green light.
No. Doing that. By the time we got to the light, they were doing 10 miles an hour, and it turned yellow, and then it turned red, and they slammed on their brakes. And I thought, what is wrong with you? And I thought, it's all because of these stupid brakes.
You get 4, 5, 6 of these.
They want you to be afraid. They want you to have fear.
They want you to fear your local government.
That's right.
Here's why. If you're scared of local government, you sure as heck are not going to go to a city commissioner meeting and protest.
Austin, they had police waiting for us there.
Oh, I know they did.
They said, we're here for you. They looked at me in Austin.
By name.
We're here for you by our name.
Brower boys. What they said. People don't go to county commissioner meetings and protest if they're terrified of their local government because they've gotten so many speeding tickets, unlawfully, I might add, by a company called Verra Mobility based out of Arizona that makes $1 billion a year in revenue that 15% is owned by BlackRock. People don't do it. Oh, my God, I'm terrified. I don't want to sit in commission. I don't want to know who I am. I just want to fly out of the radio.
Well, let's be real here. The little hat people, If you dig it deep enough, that's where you're going to go.
Well, that's where it goes. It's BlackRock.
Well, yeah, but BlackRock's owned by a whole bunch of different investors, not just Little Hat people. But if you dig deep enough into the investment pool, the Little Hat people are running everything because they want to have maximum revenue. See, if they can scare you into compliance, they can terrify you into compliance. Because here's the thing. If they have a whole bunch of red light camera accidents, it helps their revenue stream because they get all the slip and fall attorneys that are
that's exactly that are right.
They're also Little Hat people. So haven't you ever been in an accident? All of a sudden you get a letter from 10 Little Hat people. Within a week?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We will represent you in this rear-end collision. You're like...
Because your data got sold. You got in an accident.
Oh, and let me give you another example. Gosh, you know, we know this product causes cancer. We know it does. But we're going to go ahead and give it to you anyhow. And then guess what? The medical industrial complex, which is run by greed, goes, we'll make more money when you come down with cancer. You think, no, that's not true. If you don't know that's true, then you're not paying attention. It's just the facts. And they start promoting all of this stuff. Oh, you've got to have chemo. You have to do this. Oh, if you have a chance of having that certain gene, you need to have double mastectomy. I talked to a friend of mine yesterday. His aunt had the double mastectomy, age 60. Never had any cancer, nothing. Man, within 2 years after she had double mastectomy, she comes down with breast cancer. You realize the trauma you do to your body when you butcher it like that? And the stress of the cortisol? Unbelievable. But they'll say, well, you have to have your breasts removed. Well, I'm going to be all scarred up. It doesn't matter. Are you that vain that you care about what you look like? Well, maybe, yeah. Maybe I don't want to look like that. Well, you're vain. Something's wrong with you. You need to see a psychiatrist because that's part of our medical industrial complex. We diagnose you with obsessive disorder. And so now we're going to put you on drugs. And you're like, but wait a minute. I don't want to have my boobs cut off. So that means I'm obsessive compulsive. And now I need to be put on drugs or put into a mental institution because you can't butcher me. Yes. And you're like, what is wrong with you? That's where it goes. You take a child to the doctor. They tell you he has to be on ADD medication or on some other Schedule II compound, the same category with morphine, opium, Percocet, Demerol. You say, no, I don't want to do that. Are you denying him the medication he needs? Call Department of Family Services. Happens all the stinking time. Also, next day, they show up at your house. We hear you're denying medical services to your child. Are you a fit parent? You're like, how do you know that? They turned you in. They dropped a dime on you. And you're like, wait a minute. I'm going to try alternative programs. Well, they say there's no alternative program. Are you telling me you're denying medical treatment for your child? All you say then is, I want an attorney. You don't. It's like, have you stopped beating your wife yet? Well, I don't beat my wife. Why are you engaging in that conversation? Have you stopped beating your husband yet? Well, I don't beat my husband. You don't answer questions like that. They're leading. They set you up to make a mistake and say something you're not supposed to say. I need my attorney. My attorney's present. I told you what happened to me 15, 20 years ago. I had an ex-employee do that. They dropped a dime on me for some stupid reason for my kids. No, it was all lies. It was all dismissed. And what ended up happening is the guy shows up, starts asking me all these questions. First thing out of my mouth, my attorney, John Parvin, speed dial, here, take it. Oh, John said, get out. 15, he made packages back. 15 seconds later, he's out of my house. When you're under counsel, they can't do that to you. Don't allow them to intimidate you like that. The problem is that people do stupid stuff because they're mad at you. They're angry at you. The doctor that morning got in trouble with the IRS. That doctor that morning got in trouble with his wife. That doctor that morning got in trouble with somebody else. That doctor
got a red light ticket from an unbelievably unconstitutional company out of Arizona.
The doctor that morning, the day before, right before you got there, he got cussed out by one of his patients. Now he's pissed off. I'm going to call up the Department of Family Services on you. I'll show you. No, it's like kicking a cat that didn't do anything. I don't care for cats, but I mean, you don't kick cats. You don't blame the animal for something somebody else did. Now, this is also interesting. We're going to change topics. I can get off this. Here's an interesting article. It says, we can't get a single FBI agent to investigate anyone on the Epstein's list, but Lindsey Graham died from a heart attack from aorta dissection, and now we have 20 FBI agents tearing apart his house, and they waited until his wife sent in the cleaner to remove all of the evidence. Unbelievable. And you ask yourself a question. I mean, what is going on with all of this stuff? Well, because they're controlling the narrative. Like we told you, it's a 3-ring, 21-ring circus. Here's another article. It says, top scientists know they rigged the game against God. Remember, we've talked about this so many times. I want you to read this article in which they take a person who wants to become a Christian, and they're a scientist, and they give them certain parameters and certain constants, which are based on materialism, in which you got to try to figure everything else from a evolutionary standpoint. And then they say, well, you know, there is no God. Here's why. Well, no, these things are constants that they were given. They can't prove any of them. like I told you that in chemistry and all the other things that they do, they give you constants to figure out the formulas. And the sad part about it is when you stop and you look at it, you go, who's doing all this stuff? It's the same Kabbalists. We are being controlled, and I've said this before, and I've said this 100 times on this show, and I'll continue to say it. We are being controlled by an ancient Canaanite religion from the days of Noah, in which they sacrificed human beings. The same group that controls after Jeffrey Epstein. They claim to be Jews. They are not. They are the synagogue of Satan, is what the Bible says, twice in Revelation. You don't like it? Choke on it. It's what it says. And this is the group that runs the planet. And they use themselves being Jewish as a, how should I say, as a front in order to prevent anybody criticizing them. Because if you're not willing to get in the casket for Israel, you're anti-Semitic. Wait a minute. Is that right? No, it's not right. But they want you to think that. You know, Jeff, you know, the thing with Lindsey Graham, somehow he had gotten so much bad publicity now, he had lost his effectiveness for what he was doing.
Oh, I'm about to get into that. You want to know what happened? You saw what happened yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm. You go ahead.
His sister.
Yeah.
His sister.
Yeah.
Darlene Nordum. Oh, you guys are going to love this. I dug into this last night, too. And I got screenshots for you guys as they're adapting and building her profile. You guys are going to love this. So, you know, he dies on Saturday. Condolences to anybody who was involved. Dies on Saturday. Sunday comes around. Everybody's talking about it. Yesterday, Monday, suddenly, Governor of South Carolina goes, we've got the perfect replacement senator seat. His sister, Darlene Nordum. Everybody goes, Darlene? Nobody really knows much of him having a sister. They have this whole story now. And I think somewhat it probably is legitimate about he adopted her legally when she was like 13 because both their parents died. Okay, you're just going to get real weird.
Wait a minute. I thought it was his sister, not his daughter.
No, his sister. He adopted his sister. He adopted his sister because she had no legal guardian. This is how weird this is going to get. Nobody's ever. I've asked 3 people about this yesterday. Nobody's even known about this sister before at all. Now, here's the crazy part about it, and I'm going to go on the record right now, and I'm going to say this. You guys can disagree with me.
Be careful. Be careful.
Say it. She's a spook.
Whoa, you think she's a spook?
I would put money on it.
In your opinion, she's a spook.
In my opinion, you guys are going to know why in a second when I tell you what's going on. Shouldn't exist as far as on any aspect of life. Nothing. She's 62 years old. There's no pedigree on her at all, and they're building her profile. I'll show you guys. This is crazy. So Lindsey Graham's sister, chosen as replacement after Senator's death. But he legally adopted her when she was 13. So they have this whole story about how he raised her, blah, blah, blah. It's a great tribute. She has zero background doing anything. Now, here's the crazy part, right? Last night, I started screenshotting stuff because right after they said this, I couldn't find anything on her. What's her background? What does she work with? So they say on here, basically, what organizations has Darlene Nordum worked with in supporting rural disabilities? Because they said she worked with people that are disabled to get jobs. That's the only thing they said on. I went through like 15 different mainstream news articles. The only thing, not an agency, not a group, not a 501c3. Nobody got mentioned. She worked with people with disabilities. So I started doing full digging. What organization has Darlene Graham Nordum worked with to support people with disabilities? She's worked as a vocational rehabilitation role to specifically help people with disabilities find employment. However, specific organizations she has worked for are not mentioned in any available information. Okay? What specific role did Darlene Nordum hold in disability advocacy? Sorry, no relevant information was found on our search. She's a ghost. Didn't exist. So finally, I started going to Wikipedia. Wikipedia had nothing on her last night. Look at Wikipedia page now. Now, suddenly, she's 62 years old. She's built in 64. This is her career. In 2019, Nordum become commissioned agency of South Carolina's Commission for the Blind, which administers vocational rehabilitation for blinds. She also served at South Carolina State Workforce Development Board. In 2026, last month, she was president-elect of the National Council of State Agencies for the Blind, planning to start her term in January 2027. Okay. If I was an employer,
she has her pedigree starts 7 years ago?
It wasn't there last night. None of this was here last night in the career, by the way. I told you. I just showed you. I showed you the photo. There's no names, nobody she worked with. If I was an employer and somebody came to me and they were 62, and they said, here's my resume. Dude, your resume starts at 2019. You've got a 50-plus-year gap and nothing to nothing. What the heck did you do? There's no information on her, guys.
Is she married?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Suddenly that came out last night, too. She's married to Larry Nordum. You guys will like this one. I did a full dig on him. Larry Nordum, primarily known in his role as a husband for Darlene Nordum, the newly appointed U.S. Senator for South Carolina. While details about his professional career are limited, he's maintained a relatively private life away from the public eye. He's largely stayed out of the limelight, focusing on his family life and supporting his wife in her professional endeavors.
What does he do for a living, Austin?
What are her professional endeavors?
What does he do for a living?
Doesn't exist. Does not exist. There is no pedigree. There is no career. I've spent about an hour last night looking him up. Does not exist. Oh, family life. Together, they've raised two daughters, emphasizing family values and stability.
Oh, remember Barack Obama, Michelle, or Michael. I'm sorry, Michael, Michelle.
Just they, about
they,
to go into
they
that.
Popped two daughters into their lives, too. How does a transgender have a daughter? According to Joan Rivers, she's a tranny.
Suddenly, nobody can remember Barack Obama as a classmate. And suddenly, nobody has any... What was he? Oh, that's right. He was local planning commissioner? Or not even planning commissioner.
Whatever that was, yeah. But,
no, you remember what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It was bogus. It was bogus. It was a shill job that he had 2 years in a Senate seat that he was never there.
I remember Wayne Allen Root, friend of mine, he was on our show years ago. He told me, I think he went to Stanford. He said, Barack Obama supposedly went there. And he said he was the same class as Barack Obama. He says nobody there ever remembered him being there.
Here, Larry Nordum, public presence, limited, prefers privacy, professional role, supportive husband, family man.
This is, what is it? Who paid their bills?
No, it's a shill, guys. This is called agency work. There's some odd reason that this happened with Lindsey Graham, and they already had this woman lined up. Whether it's his sister or not, I don't know.
Don't care.
I really don't care as far as their story on this. But I can tell you right now, when you're watching somebody's professional career get built overnight by mainstream media, and they keep adding little things to it, it's 2026, guys. You can take somebody's phone number and find out just about every life aspect, where they've lived, where they've worked, what they've done, how many tickets they've had, and it takes about $5 and 30 minutes. You tell me Fox News came out and said, oh yeah, he's a family man. He supported his wife and her professional endeavors. What professional endeavors? Even Wikipedia can't come up with anything past 2019. Hold on a second. In 2002, she appeared in a television advertisement for Lindsey Graham in his U.S. Senate selection. 2002?
It's a 20-year gap, man.
And you got this photo. Here's the only other photo they have of her. 2015. Here's a photo of her. And then you got her now, out in 2026. Nobody knows who they are. Nobody knows what they do. Nobody knows their pedigree. Nobody even knows who her husband is or done anything at all. The only time you see this is with agency work. That's why I said, my personal opinion, she's a spook.
Remember that governor up in Illinois who tried to sell Barack Obama's Senate seat?
Oh, yeah.
He ended up going to jail for it. They didn't bother selling this one to her. They disappointed her. I mean, within 24 hours,
it was Monday, guys. We're in the weekend. Weekends are the weekend. Then Monday. I mean, it was yesterday afternoon. Boom. Selected.
No, Lindsey Graham did somebody something wrong, and that's why they wrote him out of the script. I'm telling you what happened. I'm speculating. This is my opinion. I'm speculating. Maybe he wasn't staying as strong of a Zionist as he needed to be. Yes, something happened with Charlie Kirk.
Or,
he started doing that. Or, who knows?
I'm going to throw this out there.
Speculation.
This is speculation. Don't throw tomatoes to the camera at me, because you guys know I'm probably right on this one. Or, never been married, no kids. He got a whole lot of dirty, dirty skeletons in his closet that were probably about to come out once again, because everybody has had million-dollar questions about him involved in pedo stuff. Just going to leave that there. The man's dead. I'm not going to keep
We're not making any accusations.
But I'm saying this. It's kind of ironic. All this stuff's been coming out. People keep pushing. More emails keep trying to get leaked out, even over in Europe, about Epstein. And suddenly, he comes home and drops dead. Now, suddenly, his sister takes his seat. And I can guarantee you, you can bet any dollar, any coin on this, she's going to vote any way they tell her to.
Well, we have to wonder now. I spoke to my attorney this morning. He said that she basically said that she's not going to run for the reelection. But we'll see.
We'll see. She has no background in anything.
Well, by the way, here's the thing. This is great. It said, modern day core may be straining people's brains. It's exactly what it's supposed to do. Here we go. Striped floors, flickering LEDs can overload the human mind, leaving some with headaches and nausea. You know, I remember there was a guy back in 1933, became the chancellor of Germany, won an election then, and he was an artist. And I remember he was
a painter.
He was a painter, too, and a really good painter. And he basically hated the modern art that basically the communists were putting in, that they would nail two forks together and say, oh, this is worth millions. It was hideous. You know, and it looks like somebody threw up on a sheet of paper and now it's, oh, that's modern art. And you're like, it's disgusting. They do that on purpose because what it does, it takes what God made to be beautiful and what humans are capable of, and it makes you messed up in the head by thinking, that's supposed to be beautiful. I think it's ugly. And so now, well, what's wrong with you? And all of a sudden it says they can make you throw up and make you sick, headaches and nausea. Some authors propose that the brain may use more energy than normal to process certain artificial visual patterns and hypothesize that this overload is what causes physical discomfort in many people. People with autism, ADD, migraines, dyslexia, and other conditions are disproportionately affected by this. Striped patterns, flickering lights, bright glare, crowded visual environments, such as supermarkets, are among the specific stimuli documented as most discomforting inducing, with a consistent pattern found across at least 11 clinical diagnoses and areas of neurodiversity. So it says, striped office floor, flickering lights, walls covered in repetitive geometric patterns. Remember, a geometric pattern has a specific energy frequency. There's a place over in Lakeland. It's called Furniture Land or whatever it is, whatever place. It's right in Plant City. And it's a big furniture place all over the country, again, owned by BlackRock. And what's interesting about this is everything is twisted. All the architecture has bad lines in it. And what it does, it puts out a negative energy field that your brain doesn't know what to do and process. It bothered me so much when they first built it. I had to like turn my head when I drove by it. It was that messed up. And then you think, why are they doing that? Well, they're doing it for that very purpose, to create an energy field in you. Because remember, everything has an energy field around it. That's why when you walk into a certain building and the energy is bad, it repulses you. And you say, something's wrong here. You know, if you walk into a building that somebody's been killed in, or you walk into a building where there's been a war or a battle, or into a battlefield, you feel the energy. It's wrong. You meet a date, male or female, if you're a woman or a man, and you walk up to them and it's like, there's two magnets, two north sides of magnets, pushing apart. It's the energy field. You think, something's wrong with this person. My energy isn't compatible with them. And immediately, if you've got any sense, if that happens, thanks, appreciate you coming by. I got to go. That's it. It's a 30-second, less than 30-second date. You think, you wouldn't really do that. I've done that, okay? And here's the thing. If you don't learn to do that, you get yourself all tied up in an energy field that's incompatible. You've all known that. You walk into a room and something ain't right. That's what they're talking about here. It's not right when you walk into some of these buildings with all these weird geometric patterns, which all are producing energy fields.
That's exactly right.
So stay away from stuff like that. Go with stuff that matches. Don't be buying stuff that doesn't match. I mean, don't do it. I was just talking to my guy.
It's designed to cause, by the way, guys, just to clarify this, it's designed to cause confusion. When you put certain things together that are completely obscene, mm-hmm. and they have this just weird, bizarre art that they do now, it's designed subconsciously to create confusion and chaos mentally. That's why they do it.
Well, and what happened this morning, I was talking to the guy putting the tile here in the office, mm-hmm. you know, in the studio. And I said, can you believe how bad some people's tastes are in the houses you go into? He goes, Ted, you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe how hideous. And I can't tell you how many homes we looked at. I'm like, and the woman or the man who designs it, they have no idea what they're doing. So they just randomly pick
stuff. Well, there's a house that I was going to buy on the other side of the lake.
Oh, yeah.
We called it the circus house. It was a big house, too. Every single room in the house was just some different bizarre theme. One room's got red and black walls in this living room. Then you walk in the next room and you go in the kitchen, and it's like this Tuscany Italian kitchen. Then you walk out of the living room to the bedroom, and it's like Bahama breeze. And we asked them, we said, well, we kind of just wanted the house to flow with our taste.
Doesn't
I'm like,
flow.
Flow? I'm like, I got one room looking like it's a dominatrix room beside the kitchen, and another room looks like we're in the Bahamas. You see all of them at the same time. I'm going to pass on this, guys.
One bathroom's got black toilets. Next bathroom has pink toilets. Next bathroom has purple toilets. And you're like, what do you got? What were you thinking? I mean, the whole house, I saw it. The whole house needed to be gutted.
And the number, we weren't that far off on the number for the property and the size of the house. But I told him, I said, the house has to have a full gut. I said, the house is confusing. I remember we walked in there, and the house didn't flow. And as you're going through the house, you can feel, because I'm very big on energy. You can feel energy. You can feel frequency. And you're going through the house, and everything's just off. It's like walking in what they call Wonderworks, like in Orlando.
That's weird.
The house upside down. But it's got a bunch of crazy stuff. But that's the point of it, right? That's what you felt like when you walked in this house. We call it the circus house. Now, one thing I wanted to cover real quick here. This is Rick, one of our good listeners, customers on here. He put on the Just mess your tractor. They pull that back on me? That's interesting. Well, looks like one of the comments got pulled down. I don't know why it got retracted.
Oh, I wonder why.
Let me see if I can try to get back up.
I'll start on the story. By the way, a tourist was seriously injured Friday evening after being thrown 8 feet into the air because they decided they want to get real close to a bull bison in Yellowstone National Park. And the guy basically was gored. I'm going to say something to you. When you get near these wild animals, they're not pets. You don't want to take a bunny that's outside. It's not a bunny. It's a wild feral rabbit that's covered in fleas and ticks. You don't want to make that something that's going to be your bedside fellow in the house with you, and you're going to be petting it every night covered with fleas and ticks. Stay away from wild animals. They can be very dangerous, and they can carry rabies.
Rick put on here, it looks like YouTube retracted one of the comments he put on here. He went into detail on the things to request as far as with red light camera tickets. That is wild. It says right here, message retracted. He put three messages in. First one, he said, red light cameras are not infallible. They rely on loop sensors and timing algorithms to detect if a vehicle has entered an intersection after the signal turned red.
Probably because he was giving legal advice on YouTube or whatever.
In my app, but it was accurate. That's the same thing my attorney said they're going to do. They're going to quest on it. But he says, because these systems are mechanical and electronic, their accuracy depends on regular calibration, ensuring camera angles, trigger time, and the sensors are correctly aligned. Then he put on there what to request and all stuff, which I already knew, but I want to cover that on the show. Ironic that got retracted. I don't know if he did it or YouTube did it. Interesting.
That's interesting.
But other than that, hey, YouTube family, I know we're on live right here. And yes, this is one of those things. They're here. Now it went back up again. Based on publicly available records, there's relatively little documentation about Darlene Nordum compared to the most long-serving politicians. That's what he put up next in that state up. Interesting about that retracted. I bet that was YouTube. Sorry, guys. Can't help YouTube.
That's okay. But, you know, our YouTube accounts are growing, so we're really happy about
that.
Now, there's
another article I want to cover here. Where'd it go? I got it. Plant-based meat and plant-based dairy contain more additives than any animal products, essentially at all. Anything. Even processed animal meat, now they're saying. There's stuff that's ultra-processed meat. The plant-based meats are even worse. They said the study compared plant-based products with their animal-based counterparts, found more non-food industrial additives in the alternative products. They said new study suggests these products are loaded the complete opposite of being cleaner, loaded with enormous amount of gums, emulsifiers, and stabilizers to mimic the taste and texture of meat and dairy they're meant to replace. This is all about, again, twisting what God gave us to basically utilize on this earth, manipulating it, and telling us this is great. You need this new, you know, soybean-based chicken, soybean-based beef. It's good for you. Really run your estrogen through the roof.
Make you a meow boy.
Yeah. Now it's a hard pass for me, buddy. But stay away from this stuff. I've talked about it for years. If you're not living under a rock and you're eating soy-based, plant-based meat, or especially the new one, lab-grown meat, they're growing cultured cells of meat tissue.
Well, it's a lot of times for cancer cells.
Yeah. It's bizarre. Listen, processed meat, they said, had 31 additives. Basically, the plant-based stuff had 39 additives in it. On average, on what they put in all this stuff. And, I mean, they got a whole list of different things they're putting in here as far as with stabilizers. Guys, you guys already know, this stuff is trash. Don't put it in your body. It's right up there, the ultra-processed food, in my opinion.
By the way, Apple's issuing a warning to all iPhone owners as criminals weaponize FaceTime to drain bank accounts. Here's what to do.
AI, baby.
Guys, be really careful with this, especially if you're dating. To be careful, Apple's issued a new warning to all phone users, alerting them to the fast-growing scam. It's billions of dollars a year. Billions. The tech giant says cyber criminals are exploiting FaceTime calls and invitation links to impersonate bank employees, tech support agents, government officials, and even romantic partners, using live video to gain victims' trust before stealing their money or personal information. Unlike a standard iPhone, FaceTime allows scammers to interact with victims face-to-face, creating a level of familiarity that consumer advocates say makes the fraud far more convincing. Wow. Victims are then told they must switch to FaceTime call to an alleged fraud specialist can complete additional verification. And then they come in and they get your passwords, they transfer money, all the rest of the stuff, and then they empty out your bank account. Guys, they don't do this. FaceTime doesn't call. And it says FaceTime has also become a tool for government impersonation scams, on and on and on and on. Now, another money-grabbing scam was discovered in May with cyber criminals sending iPhone users text messages saying, high alert, claiming their iPhone is locked and warning that authorized charges were made through Apple Pay. All of this stuff, in most cases, 99% of the cases, is a total lie trying to get your bank account information. The Beekeeper, the movie, not for children. Intense movie, a lot of shooting, a lot of killing, a lot of fighting, a lot of graphic stuff. goes into detail about a woman who basically was defrauded of her entire life savings and even more than that.
And the company she was working for, or nonprofit, it was
they stole empty. And it went so you know, Jason Statham came in and basically wreaked havoc on the people who did that to him. But the reality is that is very real what they showed on that movie. And the fact that these big companies do it, it's like this company who now owns these red light cameras.
Verra Mobility. V-E-R-R-A.
Okay. I'm going to tell you this. These are the companies that have these such deep pockets that when people like sue them to get this stuff out of their city, they just reappeal.
No, they do. Well, no. Lakeland just signed another 5-year contract with them. But see, here's the thing that I found out. The state of Florida is complicit in it. When they sign with the city, they sign with the state. That's why the state's getting roughly 40% cream off the top. City generates 3.5 million in tickets. State of Florida gets 1.5 million out of that. They got to think about that for a second. That's one city and one county. Now, vast majority of multiple cities now in the state of Florida are having these cameras in. Do you know how much revenue? Lakeland's 1.5 million.
There's hundreds of cities.
We're honestly probably looking at anywhere between 100, 150 to 200 million a year the state of Florida is generating off city red light cameras doing nothing but signing contracts with Verra Mobility and Flock.
By the way, also now they're coming out and they're slamming the fact that we have on our ballot supposedly this year that we're going to eliminate and reduce property taxes.
Oh, yeah. They're going for that hard now.
And DeSantis says he'll vote for it, but he's not going to campaign for it. And so the reality is that, they've gotten to him now, too, as far as I'm concerned. And they don't want to cut out property taxes because the little hat people get so much of this revenue coming in because so many of the cities contract with them, like with this, on and on and on and on.
Well, here's the thing. If you ever look in the state of Florida, when you look at your property tax bill,
unbelievable.
It's so unbelievably manipulative and hard to read until you actually understand what all the different, how the usage taxes and all the percentages on it. And there's a list. There's a laundry list of this much different stuff. You get everything on it. You're paying mill tax, percentage, and they break it all down. They do that intentionally. Because they just gave you one flat, oh, by the way, you have $5,000 property tax bill this year. You're like, what the heck am I paying for? So they break it down like they're showing you what they're doing, but they're not. General surplus fund in Florida, $400 is coming out of that, 10%. What is general Florida surplus fund? What does that go to? Please elaborate. And nobody will. Nobody will tell you anything about it. Tried. And so I am pushing for it. A lot of people are pushing for it. I highly doubt, in my opinion, though, you're going to see so much campaigning against it once it comes down to vote. Because what they're going to do is they're going to say, this is how they're going to play it. I'm telling you right now. You can't afford a house right now, so you're renting. Your rent's already through the roof. You really think your landlord deserves more money? You think he deserves not to pay property taxes on the house that you're renting from him? That means it's going to make him more profit. Do you want your landlord to have more profit? They're going to base it off all the people that have the peasant payment mindset that only know making payments every single month and don't know anything about ownership.
It helps the landlord not to have to raise rent.
That's exactly right. It helps cover the cost when, the AC system goes out that you don't have to pay for, but he's got to pay $8,000 to replace it. Newsflash, or the $25,000 shingles that have to get replaced when they go bad that you don't have to pay for that he has to because he owns the house. The property taxes are nothing more than a giant illegal taxation front. They do not keep the county going. They don't keep the school going. The whole thing about the school taxes on the property taxes is unbelievably unconstitutional when you look back on the basis of how it got enacted.
I don't have any kids at school, and I was homeschooling the kids.
Point zero. I have zero. I pay private, basically schooling as far as with a Apex group, as far as it does homeschool co-op all week. I pay for it out of my own pocket. State will not give me anything. I've tried to apply for it. They give me zero money. Yet I pay all this money in property tax to go to school. They originally had it. This is how it was. The kids that went to school, their parents had X amount of money they paid per kid. That's how original schooling was. And the community kept the school going based on the kids that were going to school in public education. Now they've kept everybody in this poverty mindset, not aggressive, not entrepreneur, not working a mindset, poverty mindset that everybody needs to pay their fair share. Everybody needs to just, if you got a problem, just get on the government dole.
Communism, socialism.
That's exactly what it is. It's communist ideology.
Well, the reality is, and this is why we get so adamant about the Flock cameras. This is why we get about the fusion centers, about these huge electronic things they're putting in now everywhere else. The battle in Washington, the battle with these state governments, the battle with the local municipalities is not being overfought really over left and right anymore. It's basically being fought over who gets to manage and profit from the beast system that's upon us. You hear what I said, Austin?
No, I hear it.
It's the beast system.
It's exactly right. It's how much revenue can they extract out of the population before the population essentially goes rogue.
We're talking Mark of the Beast. They want to have the ability to control the beast system and make as much profit as they possibly can, because that way they can extract it from you. That way the city commissioners and the county commissioners and the police officers and the fire department officials will all make sure they get their fair share.
That's exactly
right. That's what it's all about, is who's going to profit from the beast system. And remember, when they put these giant electronic places that suck up as much electricity as a doggone city, right, as a state like in Utah, and they put them out there, they're not storing your family photos.
No.
They're taking all of this information.
All this data.
And they're making it. So every time you do something, they say, well, we can catch him because he'll pay the bill. Let's watch this flock camera, see if he goes through this time. And then we'll get him again.
Oh, then AI gets real nefarious. Then they basically just put an algorithm, when these tags pop up, make the yellow light half a second slower or half a second faster.
And they have that technology.
Don't think they'll do it? Guys, they told me how fast I was going through the intersection.
39.
They clocked me at 39 miles an hour. It says it right here.
In a 40.
So I wasn't even speeding. But they clocked me at 39. Why are there speed cameras and speed detectors on a camera for red light? Oh, because they're going to turn them on eventually.
Well, now that truck you're talking about, that's the lifted truck, right?
Correct.
Okay, the lifted truck, you can't just stop it. It's got huge tires on it.
I got huge brakes, but I've also pulled trailers with other trucks. When you're in an 8,000-pound truck, and you got a 20-foot enclosed trailer, and you got inventory in it, and you're coming up to a red light, and it turns yellow, I can't just stop.
The jackknife.
Especially, and if I'm over the white line and it's yellow, it's not a ticket. Look up basic DMV 101 driving. But yet, here you have it. Oh, the red light turned on 0.2 seconds while you're over the white line. I've been in racing half my life, so has Dad. 0.2 seconds doing 39 miles an hour in an intersection. That's less than a quarter of a second.
If a Porsche will do 0 to 60 in 2.1 seconds, and the new Porsche will do 0 to 60 in 1.9 seconds, you can't tell the difference.
No, not even close. They both are nauseatingly fast.
No, they'll both make you puke after about 10 jumps. They will make you say, I got to stop and get out of the car.
No, but see, I wanted to cover that today for you guys, especially for that bootlicker email. The thing about it is, it has nothing to do with not being safe.
But you got to remember, that guy may have been a bot.
That's true.
It may not even been real.
Well, you got me covering this entire thing. So look up VariMobility and
do some research. You need to thank you for that.
I appreciate you, brother. Thank you, bot or clown or troll, whatever you are. Have fun. I'll just block you next time if you want to say something stupid. But this got my attention as far as I felt like, you know what? I'm going to address this. I'm going to make it known. And quite frankly, after I dug in, I found VariMobility. I was like, oh, I'm definitely going to. It's kind of like the
You're on a tear about this today.
I am on a tear. But it's kind of like this company too, Blackbird. I covered this weeks ago. Blackbird Development.
Nothing up.
Oh, yeah. There we go. My bad, guys. Sloppy over here on this one. Blackbird Development.
Now you're still pissed off about the camera.
I'm still pissed off about these flocks.
You know, this whole website looks fake to me, though, Austin.
It's not. It is not. This is a massive money-generating company. I've looked it up. It's like 10 different LLCs.
Land weaponization is the Blackbird's proprietary integrated
Blackbird
system.
Blackbird Development LLC is the company that holds the property that the Lakeland AI Data Center is being proposed put on. They went in and bought four different properties.
Well, why don't they call it land utilization instead of weaponization? That doesn't make any sense.
Because that's what it does.
I know, but it should be utilization.
But this is makes, for the profiteers.
This just makes people mad.
Yeah, but nobody even knows this. No. You know how many people know about Blackbird Development? Before I put it on the show? One. Me. I didn't even know about it until before me.
That's like years ago. I remember, you know, Winston Churchill's a druid. A druid. It was on his Wikipedia page. Druid. Winston Churchill. Member of the Druid Society. And I started talking about being a druid. That's a Satanist. Right? And I started telling everybody about it. Somebody calls me in. Oh, it's not true. Blah, 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 blah. So I sent them the Wikipedia link. Guess what? They took it off the Wikipedia
yep.
link.
Well, that's what's going on now with this whole thing with this Darlene Nordum. I showed you the screenshot from last night, basically on here, that there's nothing. What organization, what specific roles has she held in disability advocacy? None. Now, suddenly on Wikipedia today, she was the commissioner and agency for the blind in South Carolina. Okay, first off, I'm not picking anybody who's blind because that absolutely sucks. How big does that department really is?
I don't know.
Why isn't there any information on it? Why suddenly do you have a 50-year gap in your pedigree?
And why does her husband have a gap?
My husband doesn't have a gap. He doesn't even have anything.
He doesn't know what he ever did.
So this girl shows up overnight. Nobody's heard about her. She was in an ad with him in 2002. Now suddenly she's in a Senate seat with nothing.
And he adopted her.
That's weirder.
Oh, by the way, keep your hearts and minds in Jesus all the days of your life, because he's the author, he's the finisher, he's the perfecter of our faith. Always stay positive with Christ, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And the same power that's in you right now is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. Always remember that, and always remember that God loves you so much that he died for you. I appreciate you guys. I love you. And we'll talk to you tomorrow off the close up.
Cinnamon extract. You want it, grab it. Product of the week wins tomorrow. We'll find out what happens and what is on that one. Have a blessed night. Thank you for the YouTube comments. I went into that much today. Y'all have a great evening, and stay strong. Stay frosty. Love y'all.
Love you guys.